Welcome to this ComputerWeekly.com podcast on demystifying big data for the boardroom and its implications for storage and compliance. I'm Anthony Agthead, storage editor for Computer Weekly. With me is Mathieu Gorge, CEO of Vigitrust. The first question today, Mathieu, is what does the board need to know about big data? And over to you.
Thanks, Anthony. Well, first of all, board of directors and senior management within any organization are ultimately responsible for ensuring that the business is in compliance with any type of data protection regulation, whether it's within a national territory or whether it deals with transfer of data from one area to the other. One of the things that we're seeing at the moment on the market is that directors are asking us about big data security, storage for big data. And what transpires is that a lot of them are not really understanding the term big data. So if you go back to basic and you break this down into two words, big and data, you start with data. They need to understand that data is more than just IT data or data on IT systems. It's also data that might be paper-based. It's any type of personal data, data that might be in the public domain, data that they may be sharing with suppliers, with partners, and so on. So it's that mix of structured and unstructured data within their systems, some of which are now moving to the cloud, that they need to fully master. The second part of big data is the term big. And I think that very quickly we're going to move to what I call huge data, which is the explosion of data within an organization's IT system, whether internal or external, maybe on the cloud. So the board needs to understand that the data that they end up being custodians of it actually resides on systems that they have responsibility over. And that's one of the issues. Best way to get their attention is to look at a potential incident involving data that might have been stored the wrong way, maybe not securely, maybe stored in the wrong area, stored in the wrong territory with regards to data compliance. There's an issue that data ends up in the public domain, and the organization suffers because of it. And that ultimately has an impact on the share value of the company and potentially on the overall P&L of the company. So if you manage to link the financial impact of poor data management, you're going to get the attention of the board.
Thanks, Mathieu. The next question is, what are the implications of big data for compliance and storage and backup? Over to you again.
The main implication is revolving, especially in Europe, around compliance with data protection regulations. So the first thing to look at is whether an organization has looked at its data from a data protection audit perspective. And as such, the organization should look into defining what data it actually holds. For instance, is it a mix of personal data, data in the public domain, data that might be co-owned under a shared IP agreement? Then they need to understand that they ultimately are the data controller of that data, and then they need to map out all of the different data processors that they might have. So whether it's internal lines of business, whether it's third-party partners, whether it's a cloud provider. Once we've done that, they can start classifying the data and deciding where that data needs to be stored, backed up, and how they need to secure that storage backup. So the best thing to do is to draw up what we call ecosystem diagrams, which are business diagrams that actually show the different business units, the partners, basically anybody that's interacting with data within an organization's way of doing business. Then a data flow diagram that shows the flow of data within each of the lines of business and between partners and the organization and so on. And then finally look at technical diagrams. And that will allow you to inform and in fact implement a very strong storage policy based on that data classification. So it's all about making sure that you know how you acquire personal data, how you manage the records, how you dispose of records, how you maintain the records up to date, and how you secure that data. Again, boards should be aware that the Data Protection Act in the UK is requiring them to take what's known as appropriate security measures to protect the data. And the appropriateness and the effectiveness of that technique of the security around the data depends on how you classify the data. And in order to classify the data, you need to know where it is. So that links back into your storage policy. How can you make sure that you know where the data is and you've actually taken the right steps to protect it? I guess that finally one area that boards should not forget about is the issue of user awareness. The Data Protection Act, as well as the FSA, as well as industry legal frameworks like PCI DSS, require for users to be trained on do's and don'ts of what to do with personal data and data pertaining to clients. So it's very important that the board is aware of that, because ultimately, as I said before, a security issue linked to poor data management can ultimately impact the share value of the organization and the P&L.
Thanks, Mathieu. And that's the end of the podcast. For more news and feature articles on big data and storage and compliance, go to computerweekly.com.